Hey, welcome back, Saints, to part two of At Home with the Word. Control your mind, and you will have control over all sin. My name is Minister Fitz Houston, and welcome. And as always, we're going to continue our message that we started with part one, but let's start in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for this show, Lord. And thank you so much, Lord, for everyone who you've led to watch this show, Lord. For we know the importance, the reason you gave us the gift of willpower, Lord, is that we may make the right decisions to walk in your will and walk in your way, Lord. And bless everyone who is watching this Bible study, Lord. For we know it's no accident they turn to this topic at this appointed time, that they may hear it, be empowered by it, and be able to walk confidently in your word in their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. I'm excited because, you know, I've always been a person that's into what you can do with the mind. And like I said in the last part, once my friend of mine bent this nail, I became even more impressed. But once I got saved, see, when he bent this nail, I was really more into the world and wondering, oh man, I wonder how to do that. What is the excitement of bending a nail? And of course, bending the nail is an incredible feat. But when you can bend the nail and use that same focused energy